picture this. You're scrolling through your feed and suddenly, bam, you land on an incredible live stream and someone's sharing secrets about nurturing that stunning plant you've been eyeing. You're instantly hooked, asking questions, laughing, and joining vibrant conversations with passionate plant lovers from all over the world.
These live streams aren't just about selling plants. They're hangouts, educational classes, and exciting community events. And while you're waiting for your next favorite seller or educator to go live, join chat channels similar to Discord, where the fun never stops and plant friendships flourish.
Feeling inspired, you decide it's time to buy your dream plant. Here's the best part. It's not just a transaction. You're connecting directly with amazing sellers and becoming part of a genuinely engaged community. Need any tips? Have any questions? Want to celebrate your plant's first ever bloom? Overgrown Oasis community is always eager to support, guide, and cheer you on.
Overgrown Oasis is more than just a platform. It's your new plant-loving adventure and community home. So dive into the excitement, connect deeply, and watch your plant dreams bloom alongside friends. You can find Overgrown Oasis by visiting overgrownoasis.com.
Your ultimate plant-loving community awaits.
Hey guys, I'm Lydia.
Hi, I'm Jesse.
And I'm Adam. Let's talk Hoya.
Hello, everybody.
Annyeong. Hola.
Hi.
Welcome to Let's Talk Hoya podcast. Today, we're going to do something fun. This will be, the second episode that goes out after our extended break. And something we had been talking about since last year was for funsies trading cuttings with each other. And there was, one point where Adam, had committed and you even,
started cuttings.
And put it in, pond for Jesse to start rooting it. And then the plant rooted and the plant became a whole nother plant. Mm-hmm. But anyway, today I was like, we should do that. We should start off.
Yeah, and that time I remember because I was like, well, I have every single pest you've ever known. So I don't know if you guys really want to be taking cuttings from me.
Oh, yeah, because then you were like, wait, we shouldn't do this.
Yeah, so that kind of poo-pooed that plan.
We all kind of were like that, though, because I was like, yeah, I have things too, but and I probably still do, so, you know.
But yeah, I feel like, you know, Jesse's turned a new leaf and we're all in a better, place to take in a couple of new plants and thought it would be fun. So basically the premise is think of the person, take a cutting, bring it, and then we're going to share what we brought and talk a little bit about that plant and then say good luck. And sometime at the end of the year, we'll do an update and see how things are doing or if
how things
alive.
Are thriving. Yeah. How things are thriving, you mean? Yeah.
Who wants to start with one and then we'll go around and just each share one?
You start. You were so excited.
I was so excited. Okay.
Yeah.
I brought Adam. Sorry, touch my mic.
A little gasp.
I don't know why I put it in as a black bag, but I did. Made it feel special. Oh, I should let you do that.
No, that's okay.
Oh, okay.
I like how you daintily handle things, except for if it's my flowering Hoya.
Yeah. Except if it's tequila sunrise, it's blooming.
Yeah. Wow. Praetorii, right?
No.
Oh. I shouldn't guess.
Take another guess. The other one? He's going to list all the ones that he wanted that I didn't bring.
No, I love it.
Which
but no,
one is it?
Yeah.
That is...
Hypalasia?
No.
Hoya... Hoya medinillifolia.
Medinillifolia.
I can't remember if I had ever given you one or not. I just can't remember.
I don't... Maybe you did. It's not alive now.
I don't remember if I did. I feel like I hadn't. But anyway, Hoya medinillifolia, because it puts out the purpley type flowers, but they're the mauve.
Mauve.
Yeah, purpley type flowers.
Did yours bloom? Because you had a bunch of things on yours.
I don't even have a peduncle.
I thought you did.
No,
she's a girl. She's.
Or were we talking about, was it Miro's? Did Miro finally have one?
Miro had a peduncle. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. But, everyone's ambient temperature is different. But I know Miro's is beautiful. It just sits on top of his cabinet and ambient. So I feel like it's doable. But anyway.
So she gave it to you because she hasn't been able to bloom it.
But also love purple and it's really pretty flowers. It's creamy in the middle, like a mauve purple on the outside. It's very pretty. So
you need sharper scissors.
No, I have to Google this. Why?
Oh my God. Looks like you bit this off the plant.
It does. It looks like you chomped it with my teeth.
Bro, but this this stem is like flat.
Yeah, it's weird.
That's wild. Isn't it? I have never had a plant like that.
Wait, it is very weird.
Yeah.
Well, those flowers are pretty.
Check the bite marks. I'm kidding.
It really does. It looks like she like twisted it off.
Use her nail.
Yeah.
Okay, but my Opuntia, and I thought it would just snap off because I have had that happen before where it's like floppy like that and it just goes poop. Like it just comes off and then you just put it back into the soil. What do I want to go snag it off and half of it didn't, half of it didn't?
Oh.
And so then I went and pinched my nail between it and it still wouldn't come off. So then I twisted it.
That's exactly it. How she got you that cutting.
And you know how when you eat crab legs,
yeah,
and you tear it apart, like that middle part comes out. It's like a whole middle part of the string that came out.
Oh my God.
You made a Opuntia puree.
So
what I'm picturing right now is like those memes where they're like, when you pick yeah, at it like a hangnail and it's just like a strip the whole way down your arm.
Oh, I have seen those.
Bro, it's basically uncomfy, what it uncomfy, was.
But yeah.
I feel weird.
So anyway, Hoya manilifolia, I feel like still one of my favorite Hoyas. I feel like this one, I have mine, it's like halfway up a trellis and then I just kind of let it kind of keep on going. Yeah, because it feels like it's prettier just to watch it not on a trellis.
Yeah.
But anyway, I've had this plant for a while now, and I've tried growing it ambient, didn't work out. So now I just have the one that's in my cabinet that gets like 70-80% humidity around there. And it grows pretty consistently. The roots don't get super crazy. It's been in a 4-inch pot for the past like 3 years, and it keeps on growing. It's been doing well, just no peduncles, no blooms, so.
Dang.
But it's a really pretty plant, though.
It is
pretty. It is just really, really gorgeous, especially, like, as the leaves get more and more mature, which isn't always the case for Hoya. Like, you don't always have to wait for the leaves to be more mature, but this one, like, as the leaves get bigger, you can see more of the venation on the actual foliage, so.
Cute.
I'm looking at the holotype of it right now. Rada and Simonson. Mikhail found it in 2011.
In Borneo?
In the Batu Laga Plateau, Batong Region. I don't know if I'm saying
Are you speaking English?
No.
Baton Rouge?
I just Googled it and it was on Google Images. So I just looked. I don't, unless they just collected a new.
Oh, but even the blooms, like when they're closed before they open, look at that. Look at how there's like speckly purple on them.
Ugh, it reminds me of like those they're Easter candy really robin egg, robin's pretty. Eggs.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, I just ate the shit out of those this weekend.
I wouldn't hope you'd eat the chocolate out of them, but okay.
Are they pretty?
Cute. Yeah, muy cute. It does remind me of those Easter eggs.
I have been loving like having Hoya like this that just hang, because I have the Medusa, and then my Bella kind of does it somehow, like the Multiflora does it, but not like this. But I just think it's so beautiful.
They're really pretty. Yeah. Just how they just kind of like go, because
they kind of they hang down, but they kind of are out. You know, it's just like. It's beautiful.
It's just pretty.
I'm giving you eyes on behalf of that Polyneuro Brochet you gave me that you were like,
that thing is so stupid.
It's too everywhere.
Because the Polyneuro is
leggy, just like you're talking about.
Aren't supposed to grow like that, though. They should like trail down.
Mm. Yeah, that Polyneuro is like
rigid.
It just like bends up.
It's weird.
It does.
It's got an upward curve, and I love an upward curve, but not in my Polyneuro. No, but... It's, yeah. I don't know. I don't like how the Polyneuro grows.
Not just, the Broche.
Or, sorry, yeah, the Broche.
Yeah. I feel like you're just hating.
Yeah. No, because I love the green one.
Okay.
I love the variegated one.
No, same. They trail differently.
Yeah.
Broche is all weird. Anyway.
Anyway. It's true.
Okay.
So I hope and wish the best for you with this plant. Honestly, I feel like it propagates really easily. I've propagated a lot of those before. The only thing that I've heard is that they ship very poorly. But I've shipped them before and they've been fine. So I think it may just depend. Like, I've never shipped one like in the middle of winter or like the scorching hot summer. Like, yeah. I've shipped them more in like the springtime. So, you know, maybe be more mindful for people if you do want one, because the weather is going to start warming up. But
I can't get over the it's not flat, but you know,
it's not round. The
it's like round in the middle, but then it like it's like pinched off. So like it would be like the shape of an eyeball, I think.
They're really interesting.
It is so interesting.
So I was excited to share that one with you.
Prop in soil, like
inquire or something. Yeah. That's usually what I do.
Okay.
So I can't wait to see how it grows.
I'm excited. Thank
you. It's a cutie. Okay. What about you, Adam?
Okay. I'm going to reveal my one for Jesse. Or do I do?
Oh, no. Whoever.
Okay. Okay, Jesse.
Oh, my God.
Loves big and veiny.
I do.
And this one is full of blooms right now. And actually, this had blooms on it. But they were the first ones that opened.
Oh, you had just posted that today, yeah. And with like the lighting and everyone's vibes. Oh,
gorgeous.
Oh, I have so many other photos I took, but then I mentally couldn't post anymore. But big and veiny, it is the Hoya verticillata from Lampong.
Ooh, wow.
Mucho wow. I think that it will grow well for you. It's a very simple, it sits in my north window. So if you even had it in your front window where your Hoya are, it's going to be perfect, yeah. I think, because it comes in such a deep green, and I think it's because it sits in like that lowish light. I don't know. I'm obsessed with that.
Well, remember I sent you guys a video last week of mine, and it was sitting under like brighter grow lights, and it doesn't get like the Venetian like that. Like the foliage is like flatter. Yeah. And so I recently moved it to a different spot that's darker and doesn't get as much light, and the foliage comes in with like that, like the grooves and the Venetian. Okay. It like isn't flat anymore. So I feel like the lighting makes a big difference for that one.
Isn't that wild?
It is really wild. Like, it looks like a totally different plant. Like, the two new leaves that I have on there look like a completely different plant other than the two original leaves that I got from you.
Wow. Okay.
So
I want what Adam has, so I'm going to do what Adam does.
That makes me wonder, like, if those other leaves that are maybe a little less deep green, if they'll start getting deep green. Or are they the same color green, they just don't have the...
Yeah, it's like flat almost, because like this. Like,
why do I not remember that video? Did I miss that one?
Like, if you feel it, like you can feel like the ridges, but it like, you know how this backside is flat? That's like how the front is of the leaves that got like more light. It doesn't have this like.
Maybe you didn't watch all of the video that she sent.
I know. I'm like, what was I not paying attention?
I feel like with Adam, you can count on him paying attention for like the first 5 seconds.
But I think it was one of those videos where it had a lot of little things in it. And then I got to that point. So it could be easily missed.
I'm going to go back and look at that because I want to see what it would look like. But yeah, this one.
It's stunner. Gorgeous.
Where did you get it from? It's a
gorgeous plant.
Where did we get this from? I got this from.
Well, you had gotten like a couple of them. I thought. Because there was like a period of time where all of these verticillata were coming out.
Yeah.
And
you were
they were beautiful. All of them. And I remember there was like one that you got and it was like a recent like import flip that went bad.
And it died.
And then there was like another one that you got with that was like similar, but then you got one that was good, which was this one, I feel like.
Yeah, and that one's from Ara. Because I feel like the one that lived came from Ara.
And then there was like two that were bad that like never grew or something like that. Yeah. Remember that? But this one was like the one that made it.
Yeah, that good. Was the whole story. It was wild. Yeah, those ones didn't ever grow. It was like a one leaf situation and
just the weirdest thing.
Rot.
Wasn't one of them like upside down too or something?
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that.
I honestly have no recollection. See, this is why I need to write down when I get things, because part of me is like, I'll remember. Nope. I've literally forgotten everything.
This is the bottom.
Yeah.
This needs to go like this. Okay. And then propagate it in water.
Yeah, I usually root it trim the top. The top stem shorter so people absolutely know and there's no like questioning.
Nice. No ambiguity.
I appreciate that.
Mm-hmm. But I think for anybody who's ever wondering, you can always see like aerial roots, and not maybe this one,
But
like a dizzy.
Stop touching it.
Like Lacanosa and all those trailing Hoya that usually get confused about which side is up and down. They usually do have nubbins for aerial roots, and those are always underneath the node. Like that's the down. So anyway.
I do see nubbins on this.
But like if you looked at that Lacanosa, like one of those trailing ones, mm-hmm. like you'll see the nubs directly under, every node has it directly under, and that will kind of dictates that the...
Interesting. Anyway. I never looked at a Hoya that observantly.
Yeah, well, plant some upside down and...
You'll learn.
You'll learn a few things.
I like to get mine rooted, thanks.
But the funny thing is, like, they will legitimately, like, still put out growth and it'll, like, make its way up through... it's wild. Yeah. Plants are wild.
Nature will do its thing to survive and not die, basically.
Yeah.
Wow.
Anyway, big and veiny.
Well, good thing is if I don't make it with this one, you've got a whole lot of reserves.
I got more for you.
Hola, Hoya friends. So we launched our Patreon, aka Peduncle Pals. It's been a joy connecting more with all of you, chatting in our Facebook group, and sharing more behind the scenes through our exclusive Patreon episodes every month. We're blown away by your support, and we're so grateful for every one of you that is joining us on this club. You can subscribe through our Patreon link through our Instagram bio, episode descriptions, or show notes. See you there.
Hey there, Let's Talk Hoya listeners. We're so glad that you're here joining us as we chat all about Hoya. And can you believe it? It's already been over a year since we've been doing this podcast, and it's just been filled with so many great memories. And most of those surround you, our listeners, and hearing from you all and getting to engage with you. And if you like what you're hearing, we hope you take a moment to leave us a review. Honestly, it means so much to us. They make us laugh and it brightens our day. And so we hope that you take a moment to do that. Be sure to connect with us on Instagram. You can find us at lets.talkhoya and check out our show notes. They're linked in our bio. We also have a Patreon community called Peduncle Pals, and we hope to see you there.
I was very conservative with my cuttings because my plants are very...
Yeah, look at that one little leaf that she came through with.
I'm going to call it... My plants are very minimalist in my house. Therefore, we've got one or two leaves on most of them. Especially the ones that I know you don't have.
The only minimalist thing.
Anyway, for you, I brought you a Hoya Piesta Le Pepis.
Oh.
Piesta Lopis. I don't know how to say it. It's got one leaf, so be careful.
Okay. You know how you were just berating Adam for not watching the video? Well, in that same day, I sent a video of my Hoya Piesta Lepis.
I don't have anything that you don't have.
It has a peduncle.
Well, mine feels fuzzier than yours.
But I got mine from you.
Oh. It's the same. Oh, maybe that's dusty then. I was like, this is fuzzier than hers.
No, I love it. Thank you.
Well.
Unless you've gotten a different one since.
That is my second one, so I don't know. I don't know if there's varieties. I want to
touch it.
But it's fuzzy. What do they call it? Fuzziness?
Pubescent. Okay, piestola. How do you spell that?
Piesta Lopis.
Piesta Lopis is a very, very pretty plant, though.
Reminds me of the longer, woodier, fuzzy one, Hypalasia.
Mm.
Which I know I want from your collection, Lydia.
Those veins? Mm-hmm. They have the same type of veins that the Metaninfolia has. Like, is that pinnate, mm-hmm. where it kind of circles around and like looks like a caterpillar? But oof, that is sexy.
Something like that.
It's nice.
Yeah, it's interesting. Like when I first, because I got this plant for, I mean, it's been a while. It was like at least 2, maybe 3 years ago. And when I first got it, yeah, it was actually at least 3 years ago because I used to have it in a cabinet that I don't keep plants in anymore. So, but like when it first tried starting, it was very slow to root, very slow to start. And it just kind of chilled like that for a long while. I just had a few leaves on it for the longest time. And the last couple of years is when it started really popping off. Like it would give me new leaf, new leaf, new leaf. And the bigger the leaves, like more over time, I feel like the leaves get more mature and they get bigger and veinier. Don't you think?
Well, yeah. I actually, fun fact, I keep mine in water. It's always lived in water and really? It's always grown in.
Nice.
Oh, so wow. That is a cutting from there.
Okay. Thank you. Maybe I don't have this one. Maybe I have one from your first one.
Maybe. But.
Ooh.
I don't think I have anything you don't have. I literally thought about it hard.
That's okay.
Other than like a, maybe, I don't know. You probably have Petchiclata, Discipula, not Discipula, the Diversifolia. Mm-mm. But neither of those two are not doing well. Not well enough for a cutting right now.
Yeah. They're in triage.
Thank you for sharing from your minimalist collection.
It's one of my prized babies.
It is actually one of your prized. Did you cry a little bit? Was there a tear shed when you cut it?
Don't look. When I went to cut it. I was like, I'm so sorry. Literally. But it's for the freaking podcast.
Well, hey, if that ever dies, then.
Yeah. I'll be like, give my plant back.
Yeah.
Okay, I have a plant for Jesse.
All right. Oh, that's cute.
Ooh.
What is that?
Guesses.
Oh, Hoya. I love how circle it is.
Wait, Hoya like... four leaf clover, if I had to name it. Passiflora.
Okay, can I guess?
Yes.
Is that the Peltata?
Yes.
How am I going to root that?
Well, I felt bad because last time you're like, I had that. And then I low-key was gaslighting you saying that you never did. And I don't know if you did or not. And you said you wanted one. So that's why I brought you one. So that's your responsibility. You go, okay, this. It goes like this. See the stem right there.
Thanks.
It doesn't grow very fast. And I brought you a generous cutting.
Thank you for your generosity.
I also.
Do you need this?
Want that one. So you.
No, no, wait, no, no. Wait, no, 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 no. Part of them.
Do you need this?
Okay, I have to bring you. You know, I'm going to bring you something else.
No.
I thought about it too. I was like, this is so small.
I'll give you half of it.
No, no, no. I was like, this is small. This is delicate. I was a little worried that your reaction was going to be, how am I going to root this? But I was like, no, Jessie has grown. She's evolved. She has gained confidence. She uses words like pubescent and elliptic now. Yeah, I have faith in her.
I do have all the faith that you'll be able to get that.
No faith in me, por favor.
Well, honestly, okay, you see right here?
Yes.
You see those little nubs right there? Mm-hmm. Roots will grow from there very easily. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, you put it into a little thing of pond or...
I would not do water.
Okay. I'll do pond then. Just stick it in pond?
Yeah, just stick it in pond. Keep it one. So it's covered up to, just covered up to that first node right there.
Now, whenever,
and then if you have those little, strawberry forks, put a little strawberry fork through it so it stays in place. It'll be fine. That's how I rooted mine.
To help, you can put like a plastic bag over it to like keep it like a little humidity dome. Mm-hmm. But you have.
Or put it in your cabinet.
A cabinet.
I'll put it in your cabinet.
But usually when I root things in pond like that, I will like let them sit in the solution. I don't usually let anything sit. You know how I was always like wicking cord? Like if I had something in pond, I'd probably put half of the pond in water just to make sure it stays hydrated so it will root. But yeah, it works pretty simple.
So if I do one of those little teeny cups with holes inside of another teeny cup with hole?
Yeah.
Then that teeny cup halfway.
So for visual representation, say teeny this cup. Is the cup. This is teeny cup. You want to fill the solution so you see the teeny cup filled to about here.
Okay.
So that's what you want to do.
Yeah. And for people who aren't watching, it's just fill up make sure like at least half the pond is in water.
Okay.
Or nutrient.
Yeah.
Not nutrient. I do water when I root.
Halfway point.
You don't do nutrients when you root?
I mean, sometimes I do, but most of the time I try to just do water. And once there's like a little bit of root, then I'll like give them nutrients. But I'm never like weak nutrients. Everyone gets the same thing, even if it's a cutting.
Okay.
Because I don't want to mess with it. And it seems to work most of the time. But you did say that one of your Hoya, like you last, or you halved it. You diluted it 1-to-1. The Metanifolia.
For that one, because it was getting chlorotic.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Good to know. So I'm going to have to start doing that.
Mm-hmm. So then instead of doing more, I just diluted it in half to half the nutrient solution.
But for the most part, no, I don't really. I don't root things in like nutrient solution.
Just, I feel like they do perfectly fine in regular water. Yeah.
Okay. Good to know. Thank you all.
Okay. I wish you all the best.
I wish me all the best as well.
The first reaction. How am I going to root this?
No, I am really excited for it.
Yeah.
I'm just apprehensive.
But yeah. Hey, humans love challenges, so.
I'm not a human.
Listen, waking I have up it on good authority. Challenge.
I'm an alien. Anyway.
No. Next up.
That was good.
It was good.
That was really good.
Oh, trauma. Quick wit. Love it.
Anyway, next up.
Okay.
I went. Yes, I did.
Yes, Grandma, you already went.
For you, Lydia, I did have a hard time figuring out what to give you. And I'm giving you something that I'm struggling with because I'm like, I hope that you can do better with it. But I'm struggling with it because probably I'm struggling with life. But anyway. I'm giving you all the backstory. And I want this plant to have a new story because this plant came to me from...
I want to see it. Just wait.
Calm down.
I'm dying.
This plant came to me from that drama of the variegated elliptica.
Oh, Dios mío.
And
what if I like call me answers and I never find out what it is?
Girl, what did you just say? She's like,
oh. Okay. It's the SR 2007-13.
Oh. Underwhelming.
I love this leaf shape. I wish it was. If I had it,
he doesn't have a variegated elliptica.
Oh. And I love the splash on it. Mine has grown, and it's put out a bunch of new leaves. Like some new leaves, not a bunch.
A couple of vines there.
Anyway, let's.
Very pretty, isn't this one from some province?
Is it?
Isn't this from a specific province?
What is it called?
I just have the SR to the. Isn't that Cerise?
Cerise Rompretti.
Yeah. So isn't that a hybrid of hers?
2007-13.
Yes.
Loei province.
Yes.
Loei.
Yes.
Loei. I don't know how to pronounce that. Sorry.
Its flowers, aren't nothing to write home about. They look very akin to like a Carnosa. But a little spiky. Spiky Carnosa.
Our good friend Doug Chamberlain struggled to flower this one.
Oh.
So there's a good challenge.
Oh my gosh. His is huge.
Ew.
Huge.
I don't like how it looks. I'm sorry. That's so messy.
It is really.
It's his.
But
is
it tells
huge.
A story of all of the challenges.
Okay,
this plant must have gone through.
I'm guessing it likes humidity because the way that those roots are growing all over this plant, it's in a high humidity.
Huh.
It's a very woody stem.
It took him 4 years to bloom this.
That's crazy. But there's a picture of another one.
We're not going for blooms. We're just going for growth.
That's true. In 4 years, we'll be Arlia bloom today.
Okay, RFK.
I take that as an insult. Bigger than
he
anything
sounds
you
like
said
me
to
trying
me.
To set a boundary.
I love that.
That was a meme I saw.
You could have kept that credit.
No, I can't.
Bro, this leaf is thick, though.
It is thick.
Oh, no, I take that back. It took him 4 years to get a peduncle, 5 years to get a bloom.
Shit. I was going to give you my species, Jatim, but now we've realized it's Garut. and you have that one.
I have a guru. Yeah. Had that one never flowered before yet? Mm-mm. That's the first time.
Yeah, and those flowers starting to get longer and longer. And I was like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
I don't think that that's, but it's okay. I mean, it's a gorgeous plant. Too. And I'm excited to see those flowers in person.
They are very pretty flowers.
Did they have a scent?
I don't remember.
I don't know what they remind me of. I think it's like trolls. Because it's like they have like, it's like this long tube and then it just.
Oh, poof. Yeah.
They're super cute. And now I don't have to give you a cutting.
No, you don't.
Now you have one that's bigger than mine.
But that being said, I would like to know if there is something in my collection that you've been wanting, because I would like to give that for you. I just didn't know.
I have to take a look.
Yeah. I didn't know if you still had the Retusa.
No, the Retusa was like one of the first plants I noticed flat mites on.
Yeah.
And it was
covered
everywhere, and it just felt overwhelming at the time because how the leaves come out in bundles. Oh, you know,
1,000 I restarted mine.
Donde está su Retusa?
Oh, do you really want to see it? Because it's huge.
Yeah. Oh, I do want to see it.
Yeah, and the crowd would like to see it too.
Has it flowered again since?
Yeah.
Do you really want to see it? Because it's huge. Okay. You tease.
Like I was gonna say, oh,
it is huge.
No, it's like hair.
It's huge.
And it's so thick.
Nice.
Listen, do I lie?
No.
When I tell you it's big, I mean it's big.
A girl is not kidding.
Anyway, and I love just petting
see,
this
See, when
one.
You tell me it's huge, this is what I want to see. This is what I want.
I was going to give you one of these because I was like, well, if she lost it, then it would be like giving, because I gave you that one.
Yeah, from the first time we ever met.
I don't know if like people are that sentimental. Like,
okay, but also this is the situation of like expectation. Reality.
I never said it was huge.
That's the only thing I have that I can grab right now. Hmm.
That might have been the one good leaf on that plant Jesse cut. And you're just like,
this thing?
Expectation, reality. Is that better?
Yes. Thank you. She didn't mean that, baby. Me and my Hoyos were like this. Anyway, I would appreciate a cutting of this if you can spare a bit.
You know, I don't know. It's pretty thin.
Adam's going for the minimalist look. Okay. So he's waiting for it to fill out, you know. Okay.
This one just lives in the shelf above my shower and I
apparently
forget about it,
likes it
quite often.
My breasts are too.
Wow, look at that root.
I know.
Should have. Oh shit. It's not real. It's not a real live experience if we don't make
you're
a
not dumping pond
mess.
Everywhere. You want cuttings in this too?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
Por favor.
Do you want one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Por favor.
Okay. What else? Did everybody get their cuttings?
No.
No. Jesse still has one.
For me.
I was selfish. Originally.
Careful. Careful where you point the bottom of that bag.
Originally, I was going to give Adam back a cutting of a Polyneura Broge that he just gave me the whole plant.
Last week.
Oh, because specifically, I was like, I need a security like plant. But then I remembered Lydia already has one. And then I was like,
might not for long because we both didn't like how it grew.
The other security plant I need is Hoya SP. I'm not sure if the SP applies or not. Tribuana.
Wow, it's still alive.
Those leaves get the size of my forearm, literally as big as my forearm.
Okay.
I have had that plant since 2019.
That's like one of the longest Hoyas you've had.
Yes. She has moved with me. She has grieved with me.
Ooh,
again.
I'm excited.
I can't believe it's still alive.
Anyway.
That's great. But
again, she is a treasure of mine. So when you do not want it, go ahead and send it my way.
It's okay. Hoya True.
Trubiana. Trubiana.
Those flowers are so cute.
Oh, wait, yeah. I want to see.
Selfishly, I want to see those flowers in person.
Oh. Yeah. Oh.
They're very cute. Ooh.
Wow.
So those leaves get big. Huh?
They look like cute pimples to me. Or like pomegranates.
Those leaves do get big.
Yeah, literally, I've had leaves the size of my forearm.
Yeah, you have had really. You've had really big leaves. That would be a fun one to do a time lapse on for the foliage, like how big it gets.
Yeah.
Ooh, that would be fun.
But dang.
So you're my security cutting now. Well. Although I've done fairly well with her, and right now she is like taking off, leafing everywhere. That's why I had a problem cutting it. But I found that little vine that had just that one leaf, and I was like, well, we can do it here. And then I looked away.
Well,
yeah,
that's one leaf.
I was going to ask if I could give you just a stick with no leaves, but then I was like, that's kind of an asshole move.
I've never had success.
No, with just a stick? A stick.
Oh, I haven't done well with sticks either. You know who's really good with sticks is Aura.
Oh.
Thank you. Also, it reminds me of that Hoya species, the Hoya hummingbird.
I've never heard of that.
But it's a lot bigger, but it's the same kind of leaf shape where it's like from the side, it kind of looks like it could be like the hummingbird. And that one also had like the same kind of texture.
Very,
a lot smaller.
What is it? Because this texture is like very smooth texture.
Interesting.
Yeah, what do they call that? It's like
there's a word for it.
I know.
It's like skin, right? Glabrous? No.
Glabrous. No, I think you're right. Glabrous.
No, I think you might be right, actually. What?
Wait, we gotta Google it.
wait. I'm still rubbing my eye. Wait.
Bro, that Leo energy just burst out of her, literally.
Did you see the Hoya hummingbird, Jesse?
I did. It's
a kid. It's not, I guess.
But yeah, I'm really excited to watch you grow that. I'm sure like next week there's going to be a tree. No hard feelings, probably, you know, not, yeah. If it blooms in like 6 months. I am not a good plant person, and it is a miracle it is still alive. So again, the moment you don't want that, send it back my way. So it's like I'm lending it to you.
Yeah.
So basically what Jessie is saying, not only does she need a security, she's like, grow this for me really big and pretty, and then I will take it back.
Yes.
Yeah. What if I start selling it?
You can sell it as long as you give me a piece back. That specific, you put like a little nail polish mark on it. I want that piece back because that's my baby.
I'm excited. I'm excited for this one.
Me too.
I'm excited for new Hoya. I've been like getting rid of things and purging and restarting. So
yeah,
no plants need to touch each other.
Yeah,
you never know.
I got the microscope. We can scope
more. Oh, I figured you were gonna scope it. I like put it in the thing and it was like, hopefully that took care of anything that was on there.
I scrub mine with a makeup brush and small circular motions.
Nobody got time for that.
This one, though, the foliage, one time I scrubbed it with a soft bristle toothbrush and it marked up the whole foliage.
Yeah.
So
I learned my lesson, even though I was like, guys, you can use a soft bristle toothbrush. No, you can't.
I've used Clorox wipes on
you
that.
You can't.
It's good.
That's what skips it alive.
She's a trooper.
Yeah.
So
the plan. The plan is for us to take these home, to root them.
Yes.
Are we going to have updates, or is it going to be like a we check in at the end of the year?
We should bring the plants with us.
Okay.
And whoever does the best, I'm just kidding.
It's not a competition.
See, I don't know if you are.
No, it's not a competition.
Because I would win.
We'll just come back. And we'll bring the plants with us and we can show them off on video, and then we can give an update on like how you're growing it, what kind of environment, and then like our own that we have. We can talk about how ours are doing and just give an update, because always interesting like how different people grow different things and how they do for them, even though they're from the same plant. So
I like it. Ooh, I'm excited.
So it'll be fun. See? Okay.
Well.
Ooh, I actually am really excited about this. Like this whole like episode idea of like,
me too.
I mean, I do feel a little bit of pressure, but
no pressure.
No, I know, but I only like gave I don't want to kill
my
it.
Most difficult plant.
I don't feel pressure because I don't take responsibility when my plants die. It was the heat. It was the bad Phoenix water. It was the fact that it wasn't rooted when it was given to me. A whole lot of things. It's never my fault.
Clorox bleach root trench. I don't know.
Sure. It's just never my fault.
By the way, wish these plants luck.
These ones specifically, guys.
Yeah.
And thanks for joining us today for this fun episode that we're excited about.
Yeah, and let us know if you do any local trades or like challenges, because that's always fun. New plants, and I didn't even have to pay for them. Me gusta.
Yeah, do this with a friend because it's kind of, it's like.
It's special.
Yeah.
It's fun. Anyway,
thanks for coming up with this idea. I'm excited about it. Oh, the one I had for you last year, like, grew into a whole full plant, but then I ended up throwing it away. Because it had flat mites. I'm like, yeah, well, you know.
Goodbye. Thank you for not sharing flat mites.
Yeah.
Thank you for not sharing flat mites. You're welcome for not sharing every pest known to humanity.
Okay. Anyway, oh, head over to Instagram. Follow us at Let's Talk Talk Hoya. And you can also follow us all individually on Instagram. I am at Not Dude.
I'm at thegreenplant.az.
And I'm at Perritos y Plants. Adios.
Año.
Bye.
Picture this, you're scrolling through your feed and suddenly, bam, you land on an incredible live stream and someone's sharing secrets about nurturing that stunning plant you've been eyeing. You're instantly hooked, asking questions, laughing, and joining vibrant conversations with passionate plant lovers from all over the world.
These live streams aren't just about selling plants. They're hangouts, educational classes, and exciting community events. And while you're waiting for your next favorite seller or educator to go live, join chat channels similar to Discord, where the fun never stops and plant friendships flourish.
Feeling inspired, you decide it's time to buy your dream plant. Here's the best part. It's not just a transaction. You're connecting directly with amazing sellers and becoming part of a genuinely engaged community. Need any tips? Have any questions? Want to celebrate your plant's first ever bloom? Overgrown Oasis community is always eager to support, guide, and cheer you on.
Overgrown Oasis is more than just a platform. It's your new plant-loving adventure and community home. So dive into the excitement, connect deeply, and watch your plant dreams bloom alongside friends. You can find Overgrown Oasis by visiting overgrownoasis.com.
Your ultimate plant-loving community awaits.